Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us over on our website at freetalklive.com. The features that await you there, you'll find that they're free, unlike a lot of the talk shows in this world, where they charge you for accessing their sites. You can go and do all the things you'll find at freetalklive.com completely free. The main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. So you find something online that you think's interesting, submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. And then others who visit our website can then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. So all kinds of interesting stuff to talk about in the news tonight. And joining you this evening, it is Ian, and we also have with us Michelle.
Hi.
Hello there. Looking like you just stepped out of the shower.
I did.
And Mark, of course, here as usual.
She has clothing on.
Yes, unfortunately.
you can see it at cam.freetalklive.com.
You can, that's right. 855-450-FREE is the number here. And, of course,
I have taken off some clothes in here before, though.
You have, as have we.
And you've done a booty shake.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that was kind of private, but for you and a few others.
For money.
Yeah, for money.
Yeah, can't let that go.
Yeah, because I'm like that.
I was in
France, and Robin Mazingo was in Germany, and we were watching on the cam while she and I were, like, Skyping together. So this was 2 years ago. We'd never met. We both were going to Porkfest, and there was Ian in his bathrobe in the morning. It was late afternoon for us over there, but you didn't realize that the camera was on.
I'd let the cam on, yeah. Sometimes that happens.
So we started making wagers.
And you bribed me, and it
naughty
worked. All right, so you know, lots of stuff here in the news to talk about, and this one I found particularly interesting because it's something that we've been saying on the air for quite a while, and that is the idea that there are certain, like, politicians and opinion piece people who
pundits.
They, talking heads, preachers, they rail against something that they don't like. Maybe it's, you know, homosexuality or drug use or, you know, you fill in the blank, something that is supposedly bad, and they rail against it. And then before you know it, there's news that comes out of that same person who was doing the railing. Turns out they're gay.
Yeah, they're in a... Right. They're in a hotel
room.
Or
they're drug users.
Right, or both.
Both, right. They're in a hotel room with a, you know, with a gay hooker doing crank.
As was the case with Ted Hager, the megachurch pastor who made national headlines for being very, very anti-gay and then made national headlines again after being caught.
Not quite so anti-gay.
Crank with a hooker, a male hooker. And, you know, I don't care if you want to go and do drugs or whatever. That's your business. But don't say on one hand that you think it's a bad thing and tell everybody how awful it is and then go ahead and perform it, perform those acts. Because then you're a hypocrite.
I like what it says in the Bible. I mean, you know, I happen to like that book for some advice here and there. And it says, you know, before you try to remove the plank from your neighbor's eye, take, you know, the speck out of your neighbor's eye, worry about the plank in your own.
Right.
I mean, if, you know, people are so caught up in other people's business when each and every one of us have plenty of messes in our own life.
So
deal with.
We're going to talk more about that in a scientific study, apparently, that has been done on this particular subject, what people say and what they do. But first, we go to Feth, calling from Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Do I have this name right? Feth with an F?
Yeah, you're
okay.
I called last night and spoke with you.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, cool. I was kind of just doing a follow-up call. We were talking about the... freedom, you know, the common law right to travel, you know, and doing activism in it. Mm-hmm. And I have been on the phone, well, ever since all my free time today, I've continued to investigate this situation. I have a video uploading on YouTube right now with a conversation I had with the district attorney's office here in my county or in my city. And it was real funny arguing with him about the right. He kept saying drive, and I was like, I don't want to drive. I want to travel, which is moving from one place to another.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically it came down to public road, operating that vehicle on a public road. And I asked him why I couldn't do that, you know? And real, our question, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, or if you can point me to where this is at in the Constitution, because this is, it came down to this. The state has sovereign power over my human. And I said, well, who is the state? And you know, he kind of was like, what? And I was like, who is the state human? And no, well, who gives it the sovereign power over me? He said, God and the Constitution.
Such okay, nonsense.
God doesn't want you to worship anyone but him. So why would he assign the state to a position of where you would have to, you know, serve with idolatry?
Well, I was being real. I was doing a real inquiry, and he realized that I was being real firm, you know, with him in this conversation. He goes, I'm just kidding about the God, but the Constitution.
Right. There's a contract. There's a contract that you know, some guys signed 200 and something years ago in 1789, and it binds you to.
It creates an imaginary entity that to which you are bound, that owns you and gets control. I mean, it's just such a crazy fantasy. It's just so absolutely lunatic, and yet everybody buys into it because, well, as we were talking about previously on this program, we've all been indoctrinated by the state camps, indoctrination camps. Now, I'm glad you called back on this, Feth, because you'd called last night to talk about freedom to travel, and Michelle is here with us this evening, and it's fortunate because, as I mentioned, Michelle is actually engaging in freedom to travel activism, and Michelle, you're one of those people who believes that freedom to travel activism may have resulted in you being left alone while you're on the road. Do you still hold that belief system that the police are to some extent just kind of not paying attention to your license plate?
You know, it's funny. I've passed four police officers on my way here this evening. Mm-hmm. And thank you to whomever was in the red car that flashed me to signal that there were police ahead so I could slow down. Mm-hmm. But they were pulling people over as we entered into Keene. And, you know, I can't say for certain, but I know that no one's bothered me for months and months. I did speak to the prosecutor today, James.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, anyway. So for Keene, and he's going to be prosecuting my, representing the prosecution for my case with Chesterfield from last summer when I had my truck and trailer towed. So I have two outstanding issues there, both registration for the trailer as well as the truck. And, you know, what he told me that was in 1905, was when the law was enacted here, or 1913, I think, and that it was a public safety issue. And
we're talking about registration?
Yes. And the right to travel issue keeps coming back to the same false premise, which is that if you're out driving on the road, you're going to drive up onto a sidewalk and you're going to hit someone and either kill them or damage property, and people around need to be able to identify your vehicle in order hold you responsible. That has been the argument 100% of the time from every single police officer I've ever spoken to regarding this issue in all six states where I've had my vehicles before.
And what do you say to that? I mean, when that's the objection that people bring up to getting the registration.
Well, I laugh, for one thing. But then, you know, there are always, there's so many different ways to identify a vehicle. And even if someone were to have plates on, why does it have to be issued by the state? Why can't it be an optional thing?
Or what makes the most, you know, the question that drives to the core of it, is why the heck do I have to re-register those numbers every single year and give you money to do it? If the numbers were good for a year, why aren't they good for more than that?
Beth, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and keep us in the loop how your freedom to travel stuff goes.
Ian, yeah, I'll send you this video as soon as it's
all right. Cool. Do that. Actually, post it over at freetalklive.com so everyone can see. We're coming up.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year, it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Gold isn't for you. Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, no problem. We got them all for you to download there. Well, almost all of them. Years worth of them, going back to late 2006. All of it is free at freetalklive.com.
If you've got a family, you need a backup generating system because you never know when some kind of disaster is going to strike and, you know, you're going to be out of power and everything in the refrigerator and the freezer is going to spoil and you're not going to have sustenance in that particular instance. You can get a backup generating system that you buy at store and it has, you know, the, you have to worry about the gasoline going bad in it. It sits in the garage, and you know it costs you whatever it costs you. Or you can check out the Sound Wisdom SG1, which is a solar backup system, which, you know, it works all the time. It takes a freezer, a well pump, you know, maybe your refrigerator, you know, depending on what it is that you need to take off the grid, it'll take it off the grid and take it off completely and begin paying for itself the first day as a result. Go check it out at freetalklivesolar.com. It's a great setup. freetalklivesolar.com.
All right, so once again, the toll-free number here is 855-453. We continue taking your calls, and then still to come, we'll talk about repression, sexual repression, specifically the homosexual variety and how it manifests, according to one, or one of the ways it can manifest, according to one scientific study. But first, we go to Viper, calling from somewhere on the Internet. Viper, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
How you doing?
Viper, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I didn't realize the speaker was on. No wonder I couldn't hear it. I heard your discussion that you and Julie had about the income tax last night and how it's hard to, you know, not pay it when you work a corporate job.
Yeah.
And then she also said that she liked that refund check that she gets every year.
Sure, that's a big motivator for a lot of people to pay the income tax.
Yeah, but, you know, it's even more so for people that don't pay it, if you know what I mean. I don't know if you know what I mean, but...
No, I don't know what you mean. You're saying the refund check is a motivator for people who don't pay the tax to not pay the tax?
Well, last year I had trouble finding employment, and I didn't really make anything. I collected unemployment. And instead, I got what they call the EIC, the Earned Income Tax Credit. Yeah, and I got an A-load of money.
Yep.
At refund time.
This is something that people don't understand. They really, really don't understand is that people that there's about a little over half of the population actually files income tax. This is working age population. And of that working age population, I believe it's about half of them. I think it comes to 27, 28, 29%. I figured it out at one point. Less than 30% of the population actually pays income tax because there is built into the forms themselves welfare. They give in the form of you know, head of household, earned income tax credit, these kind of things. You get this bonus back if you don't make enough money. So you'll actually get free money. There's this welfare built right in.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the ways that they create dollars to disseminate among the populace.
Could be.
But what I wanted to say for Julia's edification was, you know, please don't get excited about the refund because you pay from January until December and you get a refund in March or April and, you know, you've given them your dollars through the whole year. And then they give you back dollars that you gave them. They've been printing dollars the whole time.
Well, I think
so
that Julia is pretty
what
clear.
You're getting
I think Julia
is
pretty clear.
What you're getting is screwed.
That money is hers in the first place.
Right.
I don't think
but
that
by the time
they
give it back to her, it's not worth as much.
Well, yeah, but I think that to somebody who doesn't have a whole lot of money, it can make a big difference to get that money back, which is why people fill out income taxes.
I think for somebody that's as obviously intelligent as Julia is, then she can figure out a way to claim the proper number of exemptions that she is giving them exactly what they have to have so that she can file her taxes at the end of the year and come out just about even.
Yep.
And in that case, she gets her dollars up front before the government gets to depreciate them and give them back.
Indeed, it's so. Some people will use it as a savings plan, and they'll take that money and, you know, put it away and that kind of thing.
Yeah, you're really screwing yourself on that one.
Yeah, you're not getting the interest. But frankly, where are you going to put your money these days? You know, I don't know if you've been watching your 401k, but it's in the crapper, well, and it's swirling around.
But I agree with Viper. I mean, it's going to be better in your hands than in their hands, so why not do the exemption
thing? Yeah, gold.freetalklive.com. Have a good night, guys.
Thanks, Viper, for the call.
Precious metals is certainly a choice, but you know, I'm hoping they get an upward movement going. But if you bought in the last year or 18 months, you're not impressed.
Well, these things take time.
Yeah.
So I would recommend not buying gold and silver as an investment, personally. That's, you never know what's going to happen with the price, but generally, over time...
They are printing more dollars, though.
Right. It tends to keep pace with inflation as far as holding the value that you originally put into it.
The government's getting a little bit more aggressive, though, in terms of the federal income tax issue. I've had a... levies against me since 2008 for 2006 bill, and then I've just recently had the California Tax Franchise Board send me something and levy.
Is that the equivalent of their IRS out
yeah,
there?
Yeah. And so now I have a federal and a state thing going, and because formal actual levies have been processed by them, it doesn't mean that they've proven that I owe this money if, in fact, you subscribe to the idea that I owe something that I haven't agreed to pay, blah, blah, blah. In any event, in January 2013, if this bill of Barbara Boxer's passes the House as well as and is signed into law by Obama, then as of January 2013, anyone that is traveling internationally and has a tax levy against them will have their passports
revoked.
Confiscated.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Right. And they're also out in California. And that's a federal thing. And then out in California.
That's going to pass. I mean, there's no way that won't pass.
Of course.
Right?
So out in California, passports are being revoked for already for men who owe money for child support. And now, in addition to that, it's going to be vehicle registration. So if you have vehicle issues, particularly registration fees, you can have your passport revoked for that as
wow.
well.
Wow, that's crazy.
Right.
So what do you think about Isle of Man or Argentina?
How about secession? That'll solve that problem.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get secession in the next year.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's going to take a little while, but I think that's a good plan, though, don't you? I mean, secession. Let's get the hell out of this federal government thing. We can have our own passports in the Shire passports, which, by the way, if anybody knows where to have passports manufactured, I would really love to find... No, I'm serious. I would love to have a Shire passport made. They have them in the Key West. They've got the Conch Republic passports, and they say that the Conch Republic passports will get you into some island nations.
Wow.
So, you know...
Because they don't care.
Well, right. It's a made-up... The governments are made-up ideas, so why, you know, why would a Shire passport be any less valid than any other fantasy government passport? 855-453 Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. For those of you with a smartphone, you can punch up m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams and the podcast. They're all available through m.freetalklive.com. Plus, the mobile site will link you over to the necessary software that you will need to be able to listen to us on your mobile phone. Go to m.freetalklive.com.
We did mention gold.freetalklive.com, so I thought I'd let you know that you can go over to gold.freetalklive.com and get all kinds of gold pieces and coins there, and silver, whatever kind of precious metal you want to get. Actually, you can call the telephone number, and you'll get in contact with Midas Resources, the one that handles all of our precious metals here at gold.freetalklive.com, and they can help you with other things that aren't on the website. But every time you buy some precious metals through gold.freetalklive.com, not only are you getting some of the best rates you can get, but you're helping Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Back to the phones and the fun still to come. The sexual repression surrounding homosexuality. First, though, we go to Andrew, listening in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I'm Michelle.
Hello.
Andrew, what's on your mind?
In the last segment, Ian brought up passports, and he would like to sort of create maybe a Shire passport or of some sort. And I was just wondering if, I know you guys are against nationalism. You've talked about it before in the past. And is a passport like a form of nationalism?
No, I think
tell me how, why. What's your speculations?
Well, I'm sort of curious because I'm with the secession movement. That sounds like a great idea. I'm just wondering, like, how could that happen without having some sort of, like, us, them, these are our symbols, this is our language sort of thing. Not that I advocate any of that thing, but I'm sort of just curious about it because maybe I'm not smart enough to think about it in any other way.
Well, the Shire isn't a nation. I mean, it's just an idea. The Shire is
an idea. But it does have its own sort of independence, declaration of independence, right?
Well, the definition of a nation, according to the dictionary, dictionary.com, is a large body of people associated with a particular territory that is sufficiently conscious of its unity to seek or to possess a government peculiarly its own. And that doesn't, you know, the Shire does not fall
under
that definition.
Everything but the territory.
Well, there's no particular territory when it comes to the Shire, although it does tend to mean the place known as popularly as New Hampshire. But also, we don't have a government either.
Yes, you do. You advocate self-government.
I don't think that's what they mean by government. All
Who's they?
Well, they're talking about the large body of people.
It's so large enough.
Well, if you're talking about a body of people, then self-government wouldn't be their
it's
government.
Precisely what the Shire Society is the declaration of independence from a nation to be your own governing group. That makes you a nation. Sorry.
So you're saying each individual would be their own nation? That's not the definition of nation, because you're talking about you need a whole body of people.
People that want to be independent of this other group, therefore joining a different group in order to get together with other people. That sounds like a nation to me.
Well, you have
similar belief systems. Sounds like a nation to me.
You guys do have your own cultural attitudes that sort of permeate with the people around you. And if the sort of the whole goal of the Free State Project in general, although I know the Free State Project is not a secession movement, but it's to have these people have these cultural attitudes, philosophical, ideological, economic, and whatnot, all sort of immigrating together, sort of sounds a little bit nationalistic, although I know that kind of sounds gross by saying.
Yeah, it does sound gross to me. I'd prefer not to utilize those terms. I think that Mark's really reaching to try to get the Shire Society to fit in the definition of nation. And either way, the reason why having why you'd want to have a passport is because other people believe in nations. And so these people, these, you know, cult members, if you will, believe in the idea of coercive governments. They run the ports and they run the various different entry points to these other plots of land. And so if you can have paperwork that makes them think that you're part of some place called the Shire, then maybe they'll let you into their plot of land. That's
right.
The idea.
And for a long time, when I would travel, it would be, oh, you're American, that's great. And they, you know, other people in other countries would be like, great. And they'd see dollar signs and they'd get excited. And I'd have people who'd never been to the United States talk to me about, you know, land of the free, home of the brave, and you know, sports teams and what have you, and everything. And now, interestingly enough, the U.S. passport is being associated with empire building and you know, corporatist ideology and things. And so there is that association that goes along with whatever patch or card or whatever you are you're holding. And in fact, I would say that whether you call it a nation or not, I happily am part of the Shire community. We don't happen to have a passport or a card or whatever, but I did sign a declaration at Porkfest saying that I subscribe to these ideas and principles. Right. And so.
But doesn't the term nation normally connotate the idea of separating from someone else? Like, we're the nation over here and you're the nation over there. No, we want to integrate with other people who also behave as most others do, and that is on a voluntary basis.
Geographically, you're separating in a philosophical sense. You're saying, hey, your little club doesn't have any hold over
you. You are just trying to be argumentative.
I'm not. Yes. This makes perfect sense to me. This is the establishment of a free nation.
Okay, so when I go over to your house to see little Jack,
yes,
am I entering the nation of Mark?
No, I live in reality where I know that there are violent people.
There's a geographical area.
You're entering
defined,
my property.
With defined people that ascribe to the similar beliefs. Jack and Laura. So are you guys a nation because you subscribe to a particular belief system and you're in one geographical location?
No, I choose to pay property taxes because I'm scared of what's going to happen, so I know what nation I'm a part of.
Well, wait a second.
You're part of a fearful nation.
Hold on, Mark and I have
a
problem.
I'm fine with that. Yes, I pay taxes because I'm scared to death of what these people calling themselves the government will do to me and my family.
Do you think you'll ever not be afraid?
As long as I don't have a corporeal body?
Well, Michelle and I don't pay taxes. And hopefully more people will
pay
come.
Fewer taxes.
Well, yeah, I do. I do pay the property taxes, but I'd like to get together with others who would like to not pay those things and also stop paying that or a portion of that as well. But I think that if we get enough people together, then we can hopefully counteract some of that fear, because that's something that's really holding the liberty movement back, is the fear that people are just steeped in. They're too afraid to live like free people because they're worried that if they actually live free, that someone's going to put them in a cage. And I think that that's tragic. But anyway, back to the idea of a nation. It seems to me that the ideas of nations have been very detrimental to mankind, that nations have been separating man from man and getting men to believe and women to believe that they're somehow different because they were born on a certain plot of land or in this imaginary concept known as a nation. And so I don't believe in nations. I don't think the Shire is a nation. It certainly doesn't, I don't think it fits the definition personally. And it doesn't fit the mentality of separation. People who are members of the Shire Society are voluntary, consensual interaction. They consensually interact with one another, and they consensually interact with other people who might consider themselves of some other nation. We're not trying to divide ourselves away from those people. I still want to live in Keene. Other people here might think they're in the United States.
Let me ask you this question.
That doesn't mean I'm not going to do it.
Let me ask you this question. If I chose...
Just put your hand up in his face and said...
He just talks and talks and talks and tries to dismiss what has been said.
You know, nationalistic events like the Olympics, that's huge.
Yeah.
See how I just cut him off?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to own him in just a second.
Oh, okay. Well, right now I'm owning you, so zip it.
Whatever.
Snap. <Yeah. laughs> All right, so the Olympics, people call those a national event, and I'll tell you something about that in a second regarding their athletes' perspective, how they see that.
We'll talk about that here in moments, and Mark will attempt to own me, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, because he just can't get rid of the idea of nations.
Oh, that's right.
He thinks nations are a good idea.
I am bound by my own thoughts.
855-450-FREE, you take control. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features on the site totally free at freetalklive.com. If you like this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to different Amazons, different parts of the world. There's UK Amazon, there's Canada Amazon, and US Amazon. We're talking about nations. The Amazon people, unfortunately, have to play into this whole nation thing in order to do business in certain plots of land. And so you have to go to the right one for you over at shop.freetalklive.com. And once you do that, you can get an order as you normally would through Amazon. It's the same Amazon experience you're used to with the free Super Saver shipping, the used items, the dozens of categories, the great deals, the customer reviews. It's all there. It's just you're entering through our portal. So Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price over at shop.freetalklive.com. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. Now, we're on with Andrew in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And, Andrew, you brought up the issue of the Shire Society. And people can go to shiresociety.com. They can read the Shire Society Declaration, which, Michelle, you and I have both signed. Mark has not signed the Shire Society Declaration, which it kind of figures as to why Mark would be here trying to claim the Shire Society as a nation.
I'm the subversive. I'm the mole.
When, in point of fact, it's not.
Once you guys have some success, I will sign away. I just believe it's like playing house.
Success. What was that supposed to
mean? You think it's playing house?
Playing house.
We're already successful. We've had hundreds of people sign the Shire Society Declaration.
That's not what I define as a success.
And there's a man
that... How many people signed the Constitution? Declaration of Independence.
Fewer than that.
Okay, then.
Well,
success.
Signing is a sort of a passive thing. There needs to be some sort of active thing to really feel. I think that's the progress Mark might be looking for.
Well, what would define active for you?
Oh, moving to I think the Free State Project is probably the best idea for liberty since Austrian economics, really.
I would concur with that, but what would the Shire Society have to do to be successful?
Successful? That's sort of what I'm calling about, because I don't want to suggest anything gross like nationhood or anything like that, but I also feel like I'm not smart enough to talk about it in any other way. I don't have the sort of language it takes to maybe talk about it. I'm just wondering, like, how would a secession movement occur if it needed maybe that sort of cathartic set of people saying we are against this or we are this and not that and we are rejecting that, and it takes imagine unless you did it violently, which would be really bad.
Well, the Shire Society wouldn't be doing it violently. I mean, if you read the Declaration, it's a very peace-oriented group of people, so that's not even an option on the table.
Yeah, I just wonder how. I guess my second guess would have to come some sort of like legislative civil disobedience thing. But I just wonder how it would be effective unless it eventually had enough people where you'd basically say you're a separate culture and you have just separate values from the other values you're trying to get away from. Therefore,
what are the values of the United States?
Before you ask some questions, mm-hmm. Could you answer this one for me? What is the Shire Society for people who don't know? Besides, no, don't go to the website. What is it?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
The Shire Society is a group of people who have essentially declared their independence from the idea of nations. That's why it's not a nation.
They've declared their independence from
the violent,
people that
coercive
would claim
people.
Power over them. And they banded together in order to have their own power in a group, right?
I wouldn't say power is necessarily what people are looking for in the Shire Society. They just want to be left alone.
Power over themselves?
Well, I think we already have power over ourselves. This
independence
is just simply
from the people that would claim power over
well,
them?
Well, okay, hold on a second here. Mark, you and I have been talking in a conversation with people about a matter within our community. Mm-hmm. I'll use the word community because it's smaller than the Shire Society that we're talking about, which is part of maybe people who've came here from the Free State Project. So there's subsets, you know, and
sure.
You and I have been in a conversation about something. And those people that are involved in the conversation we don't all have the same values about everything, but
sure.
We have a common goal in mind about one thing, and we have a kind of in similar ways of wanting to deal with that particular thing. So we're a chosen voluntary community for the purpose of that conversation and that thing there. Well, to me, the Shire Society, now, in a great many ways, I believe it is a community that where I can go to any person who signed that for the most part and think that I can understand property the way they define property and vice versa. I'm confident that they are not going to molest me and my possessions and what have you, and that they do not believe that they are entitled to anything that is mine simply because they claim it so.
Well, now, the standard definition of nation has to do with territory, has to do with governments. But there is another definition of nation, which just has to do, according to Wikipedia, with a community of people who share a common language, culture, ethnicity, descent, and or history. So you could perhaps say that the Shire Society falls under that definition of nation.
It fits the definition of nation without territory, right?
It doesn't have anything to do with
the government.
In
the same way that if I were a Cherokee, I could claim that I was part of the Cherokee Nation if I traveled around.
Why isn't it a community?
It does have to do with government.
Yeah, nation
has to do with government.
So you're saying it does, even though the definition isn't.
It does have to do with government because you're forswearing it. You're saying, no, this group of people doesn't have control over me. I have control over me. I am binding together with other people who believe that they control themselves.
Yeah, but I think
we are binding together in order to have.
Why isn't that a community? Why isn't that a community? Like a neighborhood or.
The United States a community?
Because the United States is a government that thinks that it has power and authority over me, selected,
government
chosen by some
mean
people.
Somebody who could claim power over another.
It generally does.
Government
though. I know that you have a definition of government that you like to put out because you don't like to use the term that you're, you know, you don't like to say you're anti-government, etc. And so that's kind of your perspective, and I get that.
I like words to mean something.
For
that's
most
all.
People, government means a group of people trying to tell you how to live.
It has
that's
meant
what,
that historically.
That is what it means. Historically, so that's what it means. You want to try to change what it means in the future, that's fine. You're welcome to
govern. They have governors on motorcycles.
No, government
a governing
does not
document.
Mean to govern. To govern, that would be a verb. Government is a noun.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michelle.
Group of people
I'm so
that
glad
govern.
You're here.
So therefore, if you govern your own behavior, you are your own government. If you choose other people to help you
it's
in
fine,
governing
Mark. If
your
you
life.
If you want to call it that, that's your business. For me, it has all kind of negative connotations. Same reason I don't call myself an anarchist or libertarian, because it has all this baggage. The word government has a lot of baggage. Governments have killed a lot of people over the years. People calling themselves governments have. They are dangerous groups of folks. They hurt. They intimidate. They kill, and I don't want to call myself a government because I'm not a killer.
I haven't claimed that you are.
In the definition, there's a part of speech that's rather important, and that is a little preposition. So government is the governing body, the entity of a nation, state, or community. We do not have a governing body. within the Shire community.
I never claimed the Shire Society was a government. I claimed that it was a nation. And I claim that you govern yourself, therefore you are your own government. I would also further claim that you bind together with other people in order to govern your own behavior, in the same way, in order to get other benefits, like insurance. You have governing documents like an insurance contract, you know, that says that you'll do this, this, and this, and they'll do this, this, and this if this happens. And these are simply what I'm talking about. People governing themselves. And that...
Right, but it's not a nation. Andrew, go ahead with your thoughts.
I didn't say it was a nation.
And you were going to own him, and where did you own him, by the way?
Go ahead,
God's
Andrew.
Sake, I just said that you could be part of the Cherokee Nation
like
by traveling around.
No,
she asked me a question, and
no,
I'm going to answer.
No, you're not. You can answer it after the break. God. Andrew, go ahead with your thoughts.
You got your own spit, you sticky little pity bastard.
Oh, my gosh, your face is so red, and you've got this vein that's going, bum, 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 bum.
Andrew had to mute his mic because he's talking rudely over you. Go ahead.
Okay, just to complicate things a little bit more, John Taylor Gatto in his book, Dumbing Us Down, talks about the difference between a community and a network, and sort of like the loose ties of a network versus like the strong ties of a community and the difference between those. And, I mean, Michelle used the word community, and that also sort of made me think, you know, these are, words are important, as Mark said, and so we use these words in certain ways. So, I'm very curious, and I guess I'll just keep a lookout for all this as it comes down.
Andrew, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the thoughts, and appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Go ahead now, Mr. Rant.
That's right. The Shire Society is a nation that's not really a nation because we don't have a territory. So, you know,
it's not a nation.
Just like a nation, except for it's not a nation.
Yeah.
I'm glad that your face isn't so red anymore.
I can't deal with, you know, like just altogether stubbornness for no reason. I mean, it's obviously and clearly...
You're the one pitching a fit over here.
You're the one who wants to hang on to this term government as though it's so valuable.
What am I talking about? You're talking about nations.
1-855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't want to have a government, and I don't want to have a nation. Thank you very much.
855-453. People will govern
control.
People, whether you like it or not.
You can have all the governing you want then, Mark. Go talk to your wife. Hour 2 is on the way next. It's Free Talk Live.
JepsDice.com.
Where you could buy, sell, or make a deal.
JepsDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JepsDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JepsDice is.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.